Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until he had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
The Forgotten Father. When God revealed himself to us, he did so through a family. We know much about Mary and the Christ child, of course. But the Bible makes few references to Joseph, the husband of Mary, the earthly father of Jesus. Therefore, he remains somewhat of a mystery. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard anyone preach a sermon on Joseph before. Have you? How many parents can remember that day when your first child was born? I don't know the circumstances of your first child's birth, but I would imagine it was a proud and somewhat scary moment at the same time. Before, fathers were allowed in the delivery rooms. There were three gentlemen expectantly waiting for news of their children's birth. The nurse came out, spoke to the first gentleman, and said, I have great news for you. You're the father of twin baby girls, and they're so beautiful. He said, that's amazing. I work for the Minnesota Twins. A few minutes later, the nurse came out again, spoke with the second gentleman. She let him know that he was the father of three handsome baby boys. That father replied, this is more than a coincidence. I work for the 3M company. As those words were uttered, the third gentleman fainted to the floor. The nurse went, got some smelling salts, and revived the third gentleman. She asked him, why did you faint? He replied, that's an easy one. I work for the 7-Up company. One summer evening, There was a violent thunderstorm raging. A mother went to check on her 5-year-old son, asked him how he was doing. In a somewhat nervous voice, he replied, "I think I'm all right. But Mommy, would you mind sleeping with me tonight?" She said, "I'm sorry, son. I can't do that. I have to sleep with your father." The boy replied, "The big sissy?" There's some quotes from fathers that echo through the hallways of time. I'm sure you can remember some sayings that your father was famous for, and you can remember to this day, and maybe once in a while you may even catch yourself uttering those same words. It's only blood. A little dirt won't hurt you. We're not lost. And my favorite, ask your mother. I looked in the Bible for a quote from Joseph. To my surprise, I couldn't find one. I never really thought about it before. But Joseph doesn't say one word in the Gospels. He listens and he obeys. We might think that his words are recorded. We can picture his conversations with Mary. We can see him speaking with the angel Gabriel and the innkeeper. We can visualize as he teaches Jesus about his trade, carpentry. But then he fades from the scene. It is widely thought that he was much older than Mary. And when Jesus began his ministry, he was nowhere to be seen. Mary appears alone. And although the Bible doesn't say so explicitly, we can assume that Mary was a widow and that Joseph is dead. Joseph probably thought that his wife was pretty well planned. He had his engagement to Mary and his vocation as a carpenter. Everything seemed neatly arranged. But then his world comes crashing down. He discovered that his bride-to-be was pregnant. We know that Joseph was a man of integrity and that he wanted to do the right thing in the right way. He considered divorcing Mary when he learned of her pregnancy, but he wanted to do so without calling attention to the reason. He could have had her publicly disgraced. In those days, maybe even stoned for perceived adultery. Instead, he risked being questioned about her pregnancy and marries hers. In those days, an engagement meant far more than it does today. It was a marriage contract that was worked out between the families, and it could only be broken by divorce. The townspeople may well thought that Joseph and Mary didn't wait for the wedding. Joseph protected their reputation by moving up the wedding date. And with the Roman census, he took them far away from the town's questioning eyes. Although Joseph was a man of loyal lineage from King David, we can easily picture him as a humble man. A brief portrait of him in scriptures suggests he was quiet, unobtrusive, available when needed, and willing to endure hardship and disappointment. Looking forward to fathering his own children, Joseph was faced with being a father to a child that was not his own. He accepted the humbling circumstances surrounding Jesus' birth. He trusted in the providential care of God every step of the way. He didn't have any parenting books or any special training on how to be a father to the Son of God. But he possessed faith and compassion. He saved his family from Herod and took them on a dangerous journey to Egypt. In all the Christmas pageants that I've seen performed, Joseph doesn't have a starring role, but he has an important one. His task was to watch over Mary and the baby Jesus. He had the important task of caring for the needs of others. It's been said that the best thing that a father can do for his children is to love his wife. Joseph's love for Mary reflected Paul's definition. Love is patient. Love is kind. Does not envy or boast. It is not proud nor rude. Love is not self-seeking or easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Instead of being indignant, Joseph accepted this child as his own. Joseph accepted the revealed will of God. He followed the instructions, journeyed from Nazareth to Bethlehem, then to Egypt, and back to Nazareth. Joseph accepted his son as a gift from God. There's a lot I'd like to know about Joseph, where and when he was born, how he spent his days, what he said, how he died. The last we hear of him is when his family makes the pilgrimage to Jerusalem when Jesus was 12 years old. He was apparently a man of few words, but he did what he was supposed to do. And Scripture has left us with the most important knowledge about him. For it says, he was a righteous man, Matthew 1:18. Joseph may have thought that being righteous involved doing the proper thing. He also found out that it was about being the right person. Was Joseph the perfect father? No. We're told that after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph had children of their own, and they did not become believers in Jesus until much later in their lives. In spite of what the parents tried to tell them of their older brother's miraculous birth, they refused to accept it. Parents can teach their children, but they can't give their children faith. They can tell their kids how to live, but they can't make them more persons. They can dedicate their children to God, but they can't make them believe. They can love their children, but they can't give them eternal life. The influence of parents on children is important, but we individually choose to accept or reject faith in God. Before I close today, just like each one of you, to take a minute to examine in your own heart the status of your relationship with those closest to you, including your friends, your parents, your children, your spouse. Are you having a positive influence on the ones around you? Do they see Jesus in your life? Is your relationship with your Heavenly Father where you want it to be? Is he at the forefront of your thoughts? Or is he sometimes forgotten and pushed aside?